This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High follow back into where the corner. Out in front of Mexican shoot. Score! Bar down for Vladislav Namestnikov.
I hope someone's making some money off of Kevin Hagelin. Jets Radio with the call. Good morning, Metroplex. We're live with the Friday edition of Sean and RJ featuring Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, Peyton and Aiden in the back, live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. Are we at four in a row now?
Yeah. Four straight.
Wow.
We got to start putting something with some real weight behind it. See if he can call that. See if he's just got a gift for this thing.
Kevin Hagelin saying that the series would continue. Was this the NBA throwaway game that I talked about yesterday where it felt like the Stars were just going to go participate, lose, and then come back home to finish it off?
Well, it kind of felt like that. Hellebuck played much better. Like, to his credit, he played much better than he has in some of the other games in this series, especially ones on the road. But there's a kind of a scary trend where Winnipeg has kind of outplayed the Stars regardless in a couple of games in a row. And obviously they did in game four, and they didn't win because Ottinger was out of his mind and Hellebuck was, you know, Hellebuck. But last night they did it again and they really outplayed the Stars. And now I'm starting to, like, if Hellebuck was like a halfway decent road goalie, I'd actually be worried at this point. But he's not. So I'm still not worried. But it is a scary trend that they've kind of outplayed the Stars in a couple of games in a row here. And now it's like,
and you're also wondering, when is it a matter of time that they finally get a road win?
Right, because they haven't had one yet this postseason, and Hellebuck is like, you know, is he going to be this bad on the road the entire series and the entire postseason? Yes, he is, by the way. But like, in all reality, it's like, all right, all the pressure's on the Stars right now. You do not want to go back there.
The NBA comparison I made was the Knicks Celtics. Yeah. Like, I felt like the Knicks were going to go and mail it in. The Dallas Stars have much more pressure on them coming back home than I believe the New York Knicks do, because Celtics are hurt.
They're hurt. There's no Tatum. Now, that may be a good thing with the Celtics.
But, yeah, the way he shoots in the games.
But seriously, I mean, like, that's you do not want to go back there for a game seven. The Knicks, I think, can manage a game seven. Man, you've already stolen one up there in Winnipeg. Winnipeg's a great home. What did they hit? What was the stat last night? He had four losses at home all year.
Is that it?
Well, Hellebuck. Yeah, Hellebuck. Hellebuck was like 35-4 at home, or whatever, 35-4 at home, or whatever the record was. Like, that's insane.
He was better. When the Stars get nine shots off or whatever it is through two periods, like, I'm guessing they're going to lose that game, though. Like, I mean, they got absolutely dominated. As Moneypuck will tell you, Sean, 72% for Winnipeg yesterday. But this is, this was a game where it felt like, first period was, you felt like, all right, this is good being nothing, because it felt like Winnipeg was
11 shots on goal,
just beating you down the whole period. And so, I don't know. I felt like this is one where they were just kind of scrapping and holding on, and then the dam just broke in the third period.
Pete DeBoer, what went wrong in game five?
Yeah, I mean, we knew they were an elimination game. You knew that was going to be the case. So I thought we actually weathered the storm okay. Jake was really good early, which you need. I think the goal off our own skate, the 4-on-4 goal, That's a tough one to give up. And then, you know, you give up the 5-on-3 goal. You know, you go on the road, especially in an elimination game, and you get two goals like that, it's really tough to win. So, you know, I think we could have done a better job trying to create a little bit more offense, obviously. But we did have a few looks, one off the crossbar, you know, a couple here and there, but not enough. You know, they played with a desperation level like it was an elimination game. We were a little bit off that.
Sounds calm. Sounds cool. Sounds like he's going to say, okay, we still have the game 6 clincher in our building.
You do. You still got it. You still got it in your building. That's the most important thing because the Stars are great at home. Winnipeg is terrible on the road. Hellebuck is awful on the road. So that is all the good stuff, is that even if you do get outplayed, and, you know, like Bobby had the money puck, they did in game, 4? They still were able to win that game going away because Winnipeg just doesn't play well away from home.
Yeah, I mean, look, they had he mentioned it there. There was the fluky bounce for the first goal that happens. Made it 1-0. And then you've got, I mean, Dallas felt like, they were in the penalty box how many minutes last night? Like 26 or something like that? I mean, they were in there for, more than a third of the game.
I mean, but 10 of that was.
Yeah.
I mean,
but they, when you look at what he does, like when you look at the way that Dallas has been on the penalty kill this entire postseason run, they've been fantastic. Colorado went like 5 games without scoring on the penalty. And then for you to give up 2 goals last night and penalties keep stacking up, it's not been great.
I wrote down a 3-play series that I thought basically decided things. The goal off Wyatt's skate, Sagan hits the post, and then the 5-on-3 to start the third ended it.
And look, you'll get a 5-on-3 every now and then, right? They happen. But usually they don't happen 13 seconds into a power play, right? You know, so you got to get, that's really fortunate for Winnipeg to get almost a full 2-minute 5-on-3. If you get them, I mean, obviously it's only a 2-minute power play, so, you know, you only have the 2 minutes to get it. But if you get it with 20 seconds left on a power play, it's all right, you can manage that. A full 2 minutes. I mean, that's kind of luck of the draw there. It kind of is.
And then if you turn the game off early because things had gotten out of hand, Jamie Benn apparently is a big fan of Rougui Odor. On the anniversary punch of Rougui Bautista, this happened.
Kind of stopped him there. Kind of blocked him. Right? Oh, boy, he just popped him. Linesman went down. Did he get a...
Benn pops Scheifele, who's now incensed, trying to get back at him, but he's wrestled down to the ice.
Well, that's where you got to be careful. Emotions can get the best of you. Benn got a big shot in, and Scheifele, that's right in front of you, Panger.
Yep.
And this exploded all over social media, starting off with RJ Choppy's text message.
Man, it's Jamie Benn is the guy that you absolutely would hate if he's not on your team, because every hockey team has a dirty-ish player, and that's him. That's what he does. It's he gets under your skin. There are tons of videos of him just standing there. Was it place for Edmonton, Hyman, where he knocks the stick out of his hand? They're just standing there next to each other.
Yeah,
he knocks the stick out of his hand, and then he kind of taps him on the back of the head. He's just trying to start a fight, right? It's like, hey, no, I want to fight. I'm ready to go. I don't care if you're not ready to go. I'm gonna do something to you until you're ready to go. And he was ready, because I mean, about time it was 3-0. About time somebody got hit.
We're almost 2 years to the day too on the Mark Stone cross check that got him suspended.
Yeah.
In the Western Conference Finals.
So was it 1,000% dirty? I was trying to be better call Chop and justify that. What's the name of the guy you hit again?
Scheifele.
Scheifele. I was just judging whether Scheifele was making eye contact. if he was making eye contact, it's less dirty. And I feel like Scheifele kind of looked for a split second back at Jamie before he got dropped.
He might have.
That's Animal Kingdom rules. You don't make eye contact with the alpha.
That's right.
And otherwise, you're going to get challenged.
Yeah. I'm going back,
Aiden,
and watch.
Get that replay on the fan cam, the Jamie Benn punch, when you can, please.
Yeah, he's looking at him.
He looked at him.
They're John.
He might have looked back like this, and then bam, see you later, night.
Yeah, they're John. The referee is between the two of them. The referee has got Shifley, and then all of a sudden, here comes Ben with the left hook.
Has he always? You mentioned like, yeah, all right. If he's on your team, you love him. If he's on the other team,
he's not Dylan Brooks, right?
He's not Dylan Brooks. No.
Has this gone up the older he's gotten? Like when his play started slipping, has it become a little bit more like, all right, I guess I'll be bully?
Yep. I don't know about that. I mean, it's not like he. So Marchman's old man was a dirty. There's a ton of dirty players out there. Jamie's not necessarily a dirty player. He just likes to get. I mean, he's an under your skin kind of, like, you know. It used to be like he was this elite scorer. He's just an under your skin guy now, and like it's fun. It's fun with such a team.
Can he get suspended for this?
I suppose he could.
Because remember, he had a.
Yeah, he had the suspension a couple years ago. Yeah. I suppose he could get suspended.
That cross check was really bad, though. And then it was his apology for it was like, I tripped and that was just my landing point. This, what was I supposed to do?
This is a fight. Hockey, like, they let you fight. They let you fight.
Sad Yusuf tweeted, Jamie Benn is a respected captain, great leader in that room, etc. But it's remarkable for how seasoned of a vet he is that he's had so many failures with composure in the last few years during deep playoff runs. And I thought that was a very interesting tweet because we blasted him after the last incident that he lost his mind.
Yeah.
It cost them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, you in a game like that, I mean, this is a fight. Everyone's mixing it up anyway. I don't think they're going to do anything, but you know, that hit a couple of years ago. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's an open ice guy's not looking at you hit. I mean, that's one that's going to get you a game.
Yeah. And I mean, you're getting your ass kicked, which the Stars were getting their ass kicked yesterday. I mean, you're having that happen. They've been more physical with you. You're probably just irritated. Shifley, I'm guessing, has been. It looked chirping. Like he was just annoyed with him from the entire game. So it's like, yeah, all right, he snapped, and this is what he did.
From the 214, he's like Larry Bird. He just gets under your skin. He just gets under your skin.
And he's white.
He's white. A lot of guys on the ice were.
Stephen A. will point out with Cooper Flagg. Twitter reaction. Jamie Benn should be suspended. This is not from Tolos. This is just around the world. Jamie should be suspended at least a game. Biggest cheap shot I've ever seen in hockey. I don't know about that. He's the cleanest captain in the league. If this happens, you better reflect on what you did to make him do that. I will die for Jamie Benn. That was pure cinema. Jamie Benn continues to be the biggest clown in the league. Chuck Cooperstein said he's turned into Nick. Who's FOTIU?
F-O-T.
Nick Fotiu? Fotiu? It's sad. I don't know who that is. So you have a split here of cheap shot, ridiculous, below the belt.
Jeez, Chuck.
Uh-oh.
Nick played. Man, Nick played before they had helmets.
Come on, man. He's 72 years old. His career ended in 1990, which was a year after I was born.
And Chuck said it's sad. So there you go. Pepe, thoughts? On the Stars losing last night 4-0.
Well, you knew it was going to be a long night because in the first period, the Stars had two power plays, two opportunities to put goals on the board there. They failed to do that. I couldn't tell if Winnipeg was just good on defense there on the penalty kill or if the Stars just put up a crappy power play because they didn't really get anything going until the last 35, 40 seconds in both those power plays. It was kind of awful there. You had the awful goal off the skate, the Stars player, so that sucks. But, I mean, it was a game that it was like, okay, you give them this one, then you just beat their ass at home, you know, tomorrow.
Carolina takes care of Washington 3-1, so the Ovechkin run is over. Hurricanes advance.
Yeah, Hurricanes advance, and look, I mean, they were the better team. Obviously, Washington had a great regular season, and they just fell short. Carolina now, I mean, they continue to make runs, deep runs into the postseason. About time for them to get to a final.
Meanwhile, RJ Choppy has put some last-second cash on the Joker.
Oklahoma City is not going to foul! Denver will have an opportunity and a chance to play one more game for the Western Conference Finals berth. Denver leads it by 12 in Denver with 15 seconds to go. And game six is over!
Bro, that hurt my neck. God, that gave me freaking whiplash.
How close do you think Matt Pinto and that guy are to each other right now, calling games, screaming at each other?
That's a good question.
Nuggets radio as Denver with a sick Jamal Murray. This game was close back. What a series. I said this earlier in the week. This feels like a slugfest back and forth, and we're getting a game seven after the Nuggets beat the Thunder.
Yep, and look, I mean, the Nuggets should have won game five. They really were in control of that game, and they just... they got tired. They got worn out down the stretch. And a lot of questions were like, all right, are they out of shape? Or is this the byproduct of going seven with the Clippers to begin with? But here we go. Let's go to game seven. And last night I took it. I saw it 7-1. 7-1 for the Nuggets to win the series.
The series, not the title.
No, just the series. And I was like, you know what? They got to win two games. One's at home. That's not bad. Let's go. And they should have won game five anyway.
So you took it before last night.
Before last night.
Nice.
Yeah, I took it before last night. Plus, I took the 5.5. It was Denver plus 5.5. They were 5.5-point dogs at home. I was like, they're not going to lose by six at home.
877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, in order to hit us up here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Yesterday, we defended the Cowboys still being America's team after the schedule release. Well, one of the networks said, we wanted a little bit less of America's team. Inside the Star on the home of the Cowboys after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning, Metroplex. In case you did not know, we are your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Here on Sean and RJ, we got our Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell, and maybe the Cowboys aren't as undefeated as America's team as we thought, as Fox and old Tom Brady. It wasn't really Tom Brady, but old Fox said we wanted less Cowboys on our schedule.
Yeah, this is a little weird. Point? We've always heard they're the number one draw, and we know they're the number one draw. Well, Awful Announcing had a piece up yesterday where they were covering, I guess it was actually Richard Deitch at The Athletic. They were covering what he had written. He had done something on the schedule release, and he had spoken to Fox Sports executive Michael Mulvihill.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Michael Mulvihill. And they asked him about the Cowboys games and the fact that they've only got three games that are 3:25 kickoffs for the Cowboys on Fox this year. And he said, of our 425 games, Eastern obviously, only three of them are Dallas Cowboys games. He said, in other years, we've gone looking for five or six Dallas games at 425. What we wanted for this year was more AFC, more Philly, but also more Detroit and a little more Washington to try to capitalize on the Jaden Daniels story. I think we have a better mix of teams than we've had in the past. Sometimes we've heard exasperation from fans that the Fox 425 game is always the Cowboys. It's still going to be the Cowboys sometimes this year, but you'll see a little bit more variety in terms of our top teams in our 425 window. So Fox is saying, you know what? We'd like a little bit more variety. We don't just need to max out our Cowboys options this year.
And I get it. You know, I do wonder when Greg Olsen or Troy Aikman are doing, well, not Aikman because they change every week, Monday Night Football. When Greg Olsen or Tom Brady are doing four out of five Cowboy games, mm-hmm. that doesn't feel like spreading enough love to the league. Mm-hmm. It's got to be old for them. It's old for me watching the same TV announcers three straight weeks. I get the business decision, but one of the things Brian Windhorst talked about, a lot of people are like, we're bad about storytelling in sports now, and we need to get back to that. And why don't the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Cleveland Cavaliers get the love when First Take just wants to focus on the Lakers and the Yankees? And obviously, you got to play the hits. You got to do what's best for business. When do you decide to give that love to other interesting teams that aren't necessarily the big dog?
And that, look, I mean, yes, in a perfect world, Windhorst is right. You got to get back to storytelling. But the problem is that the moment college sports became lucrative, people can talk now about, oh, well, you know, it's not the same as it was. Well, it's not when it was the same, it wasn't the same. In the 90s, college football was not the same as it was in the 70s and the 60s, right? It became big business. It became money. And the same thing here, like, you know, yeah, like media should not be about, you should not, like ESPN should not cover the NBA more than the Major League Baseball because they're in bed with them.
Right.
They should cover what, you know, the story is, right? So that's where he's right. But the reality is that ESPN is a business first, and that's the problem. Media should never be business first. It should be media first, but it's not. So it's a perfect world thing, but that's the reality. This is strike three for the Cowboys. Strike one was Vegas. 7.5 win total. Not buying into them. Look at their preseason odds. Look at their game by game betting lines. That's strike one. Strike two was the NFL giving them like four noon games. They never get four noon games in a year. And then strike three was Fox and Netflix. Netflix put them at the noon game, saying, you know what?
Yeah.
We think that Lions Vikings with a rookie quarterback going into Detroit is a better game than who is it? Is it Cowboys Commanders?
Mm-hmm.
We think that's a better game than arguably what has been told to us for five decades is the best rivalry in the NFL. We think Detroit and Minnesota is a better game.
I will almost guarantee it'll be different in 2026. They're going to do this in 2025. Fox is going to go like, we're going to spread the love a little bit. And then they're going to look at it and go, no, we want the Cowboys games back. Because for as much feedback as they get of Cowboy fatigue or whatever else, it's the same like we get here. All the Cowboy fatigue claims we get here, that's still what people, we go post the Cowboys videos on the YouTube channel. The Stars are in the middle of a playoff run. We can post a Stars video that'll get 1,500 views. We post a Cowboys video of just like, hey, let's do a list randomly from CBS. It's 17,000 views. Like the Cowboys are still the Cowboys. They're still the draw. And as much as people claim to hate the Yankees, the Cowboys, the Lakers, they are still the Yankees, the Cowboys, and the Lakers. Yep. And that's what nationally people want to watch.
Aaron Rodgers' golf game maybe playing into the schedule.
Well, it's golf game for sure. They said that the Steelers, one of the reasons why they're not in prime time in week one is the Aaron Rodgers situation. And that he has not signed on with any team. And Mike North, who's like the czar of the scheduling, told Florio that, bro, we can't put him out there. We don't know who their quarterback is. We don't know what kind of team they're going to be. If they have Aaron Rodgers, they're absolutely on a primetime game in the opening weekend, whether it was, you know, whether they were going to be in the mix to play Philadelphia or whether or not they were going to go to Brazil or whoever, right? Not the case this year. So because they didn't have any decision from Aaron Rodgers, they had to keep him away from
him. And there were conflicting reports out of Pittsburgh that he had joined this.
Joined this golf course. It was Andrew Filippone first reported it, and then somebody else said, no, I called up. So who knows? Who knows, right? But that was the initial report. I love the, I don't know what's better, golf course membership source off or the following the tail number of an airplane in college sports for who the next coach is going to be.
Or the real estate broker.
Or the real estate broker. Those are the three. Those are the three big ones.
I don't know why to that point.
I have to apologize to Adam Schefter, by the way. Weeks and weeks and weeks ago, he was like, make a decision. Come on already. And I was like, dude, we haven't gotten that far into it. Well, we have gotten now really, really, really far into it. So Schefter ultimately was right.
What is, why is the NFL still worrying about how they're going to slot primetime games based on Aaron Rodgers? Like Aaron Rodgers, I get, is still, he is a big pull for the stuff he does with McAfee. He is a big off the field interest for people, but I don't feel like people were like tuning into Jets games en masse last year.
Well, why, we just had the Cowboy conversation. Why on Get Up were the Jets on there nonstop? I know Mike Greenberg is a Jets fan. Mm-hmm. They're doing it because there's some type of ratings attraction and pull.
Sure, on the I get the discussion point, but the actual games he plays, I don't feel like people were seeking out watching Rodgers play last year. Like even early in the season before things went sideways,
right? I think, you know, new team, new city. You know, people have faith.
Pittsburgh, in the Steelers.
Yeah, people have, they have
that's
a big
draw.
They have faith in Mike Tomlin. They have faith in the Steelers that they'll be a stabilizing force. Maybe he's better second year up to the ankle or
we
Achilles.
Got social media. So is this happening? Like. What is taking so long?
Well, I think he's trying to draw New Orleans in maybe now. Although, right. Why? If you're Rodgers, New Orleans is not ready to win.
No.
They you got Kellen ready. Moore. You're ready to win.
Yeah. There you go. But, like, you just go to Pittsburgh, man. You know, we got offseason workouts happening. Let's go.
The Indianapolis Colts apologize for their Tyreek Hill inclusion of their schedule release. Even with Tyreek Hill, I thought that was Tyreek right there on Central.
Yeah, I heard
you hear that car?
It sounded like him.
You hear that car whizzing by right there?
Tyreek on Twitter. Should have left it up, Colts. This was funny. He's one of us.
And this is what the Dolphin wearing number 10 pulled over by the Coast Guard.
So the Colts schedule release video was a Minecraft video. And, you know, they had a Dolphin wearing a number 10 jersey, and it said Hill on top, being stopped by the Coast Guard. Detained.
Like, yes.
Detained. So, I'll just give more detail.
Same exact detail.
I gave. No.
What did you say post? Different?
Minecraft.
He got you.
I got him. See, listen, that's right. That's why you're my guy. That's right.
Yo, man.
You only listen to what I think I say.
I was just trying to chime in. I was not.
You only listen to things
try
I
less.
Say. I like
okay. Try less, like normal.
So. Tyreek is like, this is funny. And it is funny. It's objectively funny.
Tyreek Hill made fun of this whole situation 3 hours after he got arrested when he scored a touchdown and he used it as his touchdown celebration. It's fair game. You can make a joke about it.
The bigger issue is the Microsoft IP thing.
Yeah, I don't understand this.
So the Colts, they infringed on Microsoft's Minecraft rights without permission. The Chargers got permission when they did it. So the Colts are like, we're just going to do Minecraft.
Yeah.
And it's Microsoft's rights, and they didn't get the permission.
Oh.
And Flory, of course, wrote all about that. So, little erasing of the video from the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah. That whole, by the way, the over enforcement of copyrights, like, it's just a stupid schedule release video.
I know.
Like, you're not having your brand harmed by that.
It's actually probably helping your brand.
If anything, yeah.
Today is Belichick Strahan Day.
That's right.
The sit-down interview, we got to get the exact time. I tried to go ahead and Google when it was happening, but old Bill is going to sit down with Michael Strahan. Where do you want to start here with these Belichick cuts? You want to go Pablo or you want to go Bill?
Ooh. I think let's go Bill.
Okay. Bill Belichick sitting down with ESPN, and he was asked about his girlfriend.
All of the specifics aside, because a lot has come out in the last couple of days, how do you think that impacts your ability to coach this football team, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, really off to the side. It's a personal relationship, and she doesn't have anything to do with UNC football. I'm excited to be back in the coaches' meetings and getting ready for, you know, June and then August when we get to training camp. So June will be a big recruiting month for us, and then August we'll start getting ready for the season.
Pablo Torre, who broke this, Choppy, went on WEEI, and he's double-checking some timelines, saying Jordan Hudson was around the Patriots when Bill was there.
Something people may not know that I didn't even have time for in the episode is that the first time people spotted Jordan Hudson around the Patriots, around Bill Belichick, was when he was the coach of the Patriots in the fall of 2021. It wasn't 2023. They've known about her showing up as early as the fall of 2021. She was sitting, I was told, in Bill's outdoor seats at Gillette. Yeah, I think they're in section 120-ish, maybe, like end zone view. She was spotted in those seats as early as that. And so the question of like, who is this person coming around now? What's her deal? What does she want? These videos are leaking. Wait a minute. Now she's making a series of behind the scenes disasters, showing up at commercial shoots, uninvited, scripted, $1 million things, not even the Dunkin' Donuts thing, but the Underdog commercial in which she says, I got an idea, comes and shows up with a yellow polka dot bikini on and says, I'm ready for the scene that I want to direct effectively. Wow. And people have to like, as I was told in the episode, create a scene that they put on a camera that may or may not have been on even to satisfy Belichick, who's standing right there. Belichick's watching all of this, totally normal looking. This is what I say. Like, Belichick's been around to watch all of it. He's not, as much as you can say, he's not online. He was on.
Mulaney made the joke.
There.
Man, this is like 2021. She was 20 years old. She can't even leave a drink. I don't care about age stuff with you. You're 60. You want to date 25. If you guys love each other, you can't help. You can't help who you fall in love with. I have nothing in common with somebody who can't drink legally, though. If I can't go to happy hour with you, that's where I draw the line. I have nothing in common with you.
The interview props I got from Vegas and Bet Online are ridiculous and hysterical. But the number one thing we need to focus on for today's interview. How many questions will Strahan ask about Jordan Hudson? The over-under is 1.5.
Oh, God, over.
Well, it's going to be 2, and that's it.
Yeah, it was 2. Yeah. That's what I was thinking, 2.
So we need to figure out and find out when that is.
Now,
do follow-ups count?
I was going to say, would they count a follow-up of like, hey, follow-up clarify counts. This, or do they need two like separate questions of like, hey, this is one topic, right. This is one topic?
I think you got to count to clarify.
I think you got to, too. By the way, Belichick's seats are in the end zone? That's the best they could do for him?
No, his outdoor seats. So he's got a suite and he's got outdoor seats.
Okay.
Two words on the home of the Rangers. Jacob freaking DeGrom. I know that's 3. Next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Minced Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minced Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINCE-T today or visit MincedTeaClinic.com. That's MincedTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And to the plate. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. High fastball as Altuve chased. Once again, DeGrom gets the final out of the inning on a strikeout with men on base.
Six in a row for your Texas Rangers as Jacob DeGrom wins the classic pitching matchup yesterday on 105.3 The Fan. 1-0 over the armpit to improve to 4-1 on the season. And I had to keep this on over the start of the Stars game. I had to.
Absolutely. Right there with you. Now, fortunately, the Stars game started at 8:50 again-ish, and this game was almost over. We almost got in under 2 hours. It was 2 hours and 1 minute was this game, which is, I mean, unbelievable. I'm going tonight, so let's see.
Oh.
Let's see if we can keep it under the 2 hour and 30 minute mark, right? But
I thought you weren't supposed to be spending money on tickets or something. You weren't supposed to go, or Sarah said no.
We're not spending money.
Oh, whoa.
When was the last time this man spent money on tickets?
Brett Boone?
No. Somebody else. Somebody else. But I haven't hit him up. We're not there yet. I'll hit him up for golf. I'll hit him up for golf, but okay. Not tickets yet. I feel bad. But
well, tonight's Apple TV, so you picked a good one to go to in person.
Yeah, because good luck finding it. Brett brought us
105 through the fan. What'd you say?
Good luck finding it, brought us.
More on that at 9 a.m.
I don't know how he's going to watch that game, but no, this was all about Jacob DeGrom. Certainly not about the offense, although love seeing what we're starting to see with some of these right-handed hitters, and we talked with Brett about this on Wednesday, but they're starting to... Josh Young going to right center, Berger to right center, Lankford to right center. They're kind, people get in the sport today. They fall in love with pulling the ball, and that's great. But you got to keep your eyes and mind at center field. As Brett told us, and that's kind of what he's preaching. And that's where Berger's absolute missile of a home run went. Absolute missile. But DeGrom was great, and so was the defense.
Yeah, we'll get to the defense in just a second. But eight innings for each pitcher. Sandler. Retweets, Sarah Lang said, first game where both starting pitchers went 8-plus innings, allowing 1 or 0 runs since May 14th, 2024. And DeGrom and that slider, it's kind of just like Mo Rivera, except one more pitch when you're like, okay, they got to figure out it's fastball or slider, fastball or slider. And as Bassick pointed out on the TV broadcast, the DeGrom slider has been getting better throughout the season, and you could tell early on that it was nasty.
Yeah, he's looking more and more like himself, and the velocity's getting up higher on the fastball now. The slider looks disgusting. This is the guy that they thought they were getting. Now he's not put up any of these like 14 strikeout games yet or anything like that, but
10 and 5 innings last time, that was pretty good.
No, I know. He hasn't put up one of those like 14, 15 strikeout games like he's done in the past in his career. But this was this is a stretch now. We're talking about the last 3 or 4 where he's gone out there where he's looking more and more like himself.
You could argue that after DeGrom, Adolis Garcia was the MVP of this game. The play in right field, getting it done with the double at the plate, but I thought the best offensive play was Evan Carter in center. That was impressive. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic.
It was. Look, the defense as a whole, I mean, Adolis making so many great plays out there. And that, look, it helps. When you're going to have an outing like this, and you're going to need some defense. But man, I'll tell you, I don't really feel bad ever for Astros players. I felt bad for Hunter Brown. To have a loss, you pitch like that, and you have a loss on your record, that's tough. But screw him, he's an Astro.
DeGrom delivers, and that's lined into right field. Here comes Adolis. He slides, and he makes the catch. Adolis Garcia throwing leather all over right field tonight.
Hixie with the call. So 1-0 with the opener, and it'll be Nate Eovaldi on the mound this evening. RJ Choppy will be there.
Let's go. Nasty native. So that means another win.
You want that roof closed, right?
What's the temperature today going to be?
I don't know. It feels humid this morning.
It does feel humid. It does feel humid this morning. Sarah absolutely wants the roof closed. Absolutely wants the roof closed. The ball travels better with it open, though. And the stadium looks better with it open.
All right.
I'm fine with it open, but if it's closed, it's closed. I'm not gonna look a gift horse in the mouth, as they say.
I was going to say, if you want another three-hit performance, close that roof. Because this is three hits yesterday, which obviously they win, so nobody's going to complain. But that is the fifth time this month the Rangers have had three hits or fewer in a game. Nobody else in Major League Baseball has more than two this month.
Oh, my God. Ew. Normally, when Choppy sends his monthly The World Is Ending story, I roll my eyes, laugh it off. For some reason, though, this one got to me a little bit yesterday. I ended up sending it to you guys.
Yeah.
I'm 10% worried.
This is the ring, right? The bird wing.
7 days.
7 days. We should be safe. 600,000 mile bird wing explosion. We should be safe. They say we should be safe, but
should we be safe?
It might hit the earth today. That's when it would hit. They believe it's going to graze the earth. I saw somebody on social media say it might just, you know, might be a, it might just, you know, hit the earlobe.
The graze kind of sometimes hurts worse.
Right. It might. The graze sometimes hurts worse. No doubt about that one. But this is like it's an eruption of the sun. So it's solar material. It's twice as long as the distance from the earth to the moon. And it's coming our way. It's coming our way. Again, not likely to hit us, a direct hit. But it might kind of graze. It's from the North Pole of the sun. I didn't know the sun had a North Pole. Makes sense.
Yeah,
it makes sense that it would, but I didn't know that it actually did. I didn't know the sun turned. I figured it was just there, right? I know nothing about the sun. I've never been there, and if I haven't been there,
you should go.
I don't know anything about it. Rude. Very rude.
Just say check it out. Go check it out.
But they will receive a glancing blow in the wake of the passing storm.
All right. I was a little bit worried about that. I don't know why. This one got to me just a little bit. I was just like, if it hits, just make sure it hits away from our region.
I think just because it's normally we hear about stories leading up of like, hey, there's a chance that in 2030 we might get blown away. This one was just no advance notice. They're like, by the way, you might die tomorrow. Just get some stuff in order just in case. But you
that
might
would
die.
Kill us, right? Would that kill us? That would kill us.
I would think so.
I would think it would.
Probably better odds than if you are flying to New Jersey or now Denver. What the heck is going on now?
Dude, the Denver airport, they had a, so we talked about this on Wednesday. Newark Airport, Philadelphia, they have had like 90-second outages of air traffic control, so everything went dark. All the systems, dark. The whole country's trying to reboot their systems because they're so old. They're decades old. They got like copper wiring. People are stealing copper wiring all of us. So they're trying to reset them. So they'll be like our phone lines here where they're on an internet thing, and they'll go down too. They'll go down too. But Denver Airport had a six-minute outage. Pilots are just flying in the dark on a six-minute outage. How do you have a six-minute? That's a lifetime. That has to feel like a lifetime if you're a pilot on final approach up in the air or whatever they call it, final approach, whatever, on your early descent.
I don't know. Pilots seem pretty cool under pressure most of the time. So, yeah, that probably seems like a long time. But they, I don't know. There's almost like whenever I've heard voice recordings of stuff where it's like, this sounds like you're going down. Most of the time they're just like, all right, we're doing this. Like, it's like, so I don't know. I think they're pretty measured usually.
They seem like they're measured. They're upside. Yeah, we're inverted.
bank angle.
So yeah, I'm scared. This is scary. The whole thing is scary right now. The amount of outages, and now you get a 6 minute one.
Have flights decreased though? I wonder if the numbers are down in terms of people's fear and worry.
I mean, we're getting towards the busy season. I haven't looked to see if flights are down.
Yeah, that's a good question. I wonder if there is more like road travel this year. Like if more people are just saying, I'm going to Madden Cruiser this one. I'm not going to do that. So
more people on the road at 5:30 in the morning than I'm used to seeing.
Y'all familiar with Ralph Kiner?
Yeah.
Y'all know that gentleman, the former Major League Baseball player.
Oh, yeah.
Big time stud. Well, his son, a man by the name of, is this Scott Kiner is his name? Yeah, Scott Kiner was talking with the Mets broadcast the other night. And awful announcer saying, man, it's a good thing that Keith Hernandez was not in the booth for that game, because that could have gone sideways really quickly when Scott Kiner had an interesting description of being the son of Ralph Kiner.
So what can you tell us about Ralph as a father, the type of person that the public didn't know?
Well, I would say that I'm in the lucky sperm club, because my dad is such probably one of the greatest ambassadors of baseball that's ever lived. And growing up with him was I was a very fortunate child. I got to see things that most people don't get to see. They're in the book. They'll enjoy it. And I hope people look at it, because I'm trying to keep his spirit and his incredible life alive.
How did nobody react to that? How did nobody snicker? How did nobody go,
yeah.
Like, why? That dude, like, had that line ready and loaded, like, oh, I'm going to drop this. This is going to be gold right
Isn't
here.
Isn't this on the Keith Hernandez broadcast? I would expect Keith to have responded.
Keith. Lucky sperm club.
He was out. He was out on Monday, so he wasn't there. And so that's what Awful announced. It was like, it's a good thing Keith wasn't sitting there, because Keith would have made this worse.
Oh, speaking of sperm, this is a RJ natural
a follow-up sperm story.
I have a follow-up sperm story.
We have
here.
So many sperm stories in our prep today.
This is the guy. He said he calls himself the poor man's Elon Musk, because Elon has like a tons of kids.
Oh,
so this guy has fathered 190 children.
Nick Cannon,
Secretariat,
no, with a creative method. He lives in England, and he has these women that come to him. And they ask for sperm donation. And he does the sperm donation himself.
Do you have his name? I might have seen this guy on 90 Day Fiancé.
Schlubergate.
his name.
That's all right. Don't worry. Go ahead with the
something
story.
Albon. His last name is Albon. Rob Albon.
Okay.
All right. So, but the women, they come to him and they pay $133 plus expenses. That's what he charges them, $133. And sometimes he just artificially does this. And sometimes he actually really does the sperm donation. So he gets like something out of it too, right? I mean,
one's wet and one's dry.
Aiden Russell. Well done.
So since the pandemic, he has fathered 40 kids. Yeah, look at that guy. And he's like, sometimes I start out on my own and then I just, you know, finish up doing the nasty.
But they come to him.
Well, yes, they do. They okay. Or sometimes, well, he'll fly to them, but he has to have, you have to pay the expenses.
Oh, fly. Okay.
Yes, fly to them. So, 190 kids. Good for you, man.
I wonder if and where he ever draws a line. Does he charge
$133?
Why 133?
I don't know. I guess this is
application fee processing.
Yeah, it's probably got an hourly rate.
And, I'm not making any money here.
Prorated.
Friday edition of Sean and RJ. That's what you get as part of this 6 a.m. club here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. But the Stars are going to still be playing in trying to make it to the Western Conference Finals again. And after last night, there's only one man that can make us feel better about what happened on the ice. And that man joins us in studio along with our final Rangers ticket giveaway of the week after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.